Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the boycott the NFL movement. Are you watching? Are you boycotting? Are you in or out? Will it make a difference? I want to go back to our guests. John, business is business. And one of the points that I was started to talk about earlier was about the Ray Rice and the domestic violence issue. Obviously, that was an NFL issue. It was not inside baseball. It had huge implications in the NFL, and even the Baltimore Ravens finally, you know, came out and made a statement. But those statements, one could argue that they did the right thing, but you could also argue that they did the right thing because it was a business decision. Do you believe perhaps that the NFL should come out and perhaps make a statement about police violence and its treatment of, you know, black and brown people in this country? Would that be a good business decision?
Well, I have no doubt that they can and they should. I don't know. I don't have any problem with that, but I don't think that will satisfy the vague request of these players. I mean, I don't see a specifics. I just see something vague. It's used as a sort of a political theater and using a symbol and trying to destroy a symbol. Obviously, people are very offended by it because, you know, the NFL is down 2 million viewers, you know, from 2015 to the end of 2016. And, you know, it is definitely having an effect on the game. So I think it is having a lot of business implications.
When you say it's having an effect on the game, what do you mean? I mean, this is, you said from they're down 2 million viewers from 2015 to
the end of 2016.
Why do you suppose that is? I mean,
a lot of people were very offended by the Colin Kaepernick thing, and I think that's that definitely. I mean, if you read the news about it, you know, it definitely is one of the factors leading to the downturn in viewership.
Your thoughts about that, David?
It's sort of an interesting contrast because certainly last year, a lot of people who were offended by Colin Kaepernick's protest stopped watching. Here we are going to the following year. He's not in the league, which supposedly would solve the problem that people had with Colin Kaepernick and protests. Here's now a counter protest by fans who are offended by him being blackballed, if that's what it is. He's being shunned. He's being shut out. He's being punished one way or the other by either collectively or individually for what he did. Not being allowed back into the game, even though clearly he's good enough to play. You know, how far, you know, how many viewers have they lost because of that? Which fan base or which segment of the fan base does the NFL want to satisfy? I mean, I think that's what this is all coming down to. Certainly the people who are boycotting now are saying, we're not being listened to, we're being ignored. You know, we're being told, you know, to coin a phrase, you don't matter. Mm-hmm. In a sense, so it's interesting to see how the NFL walks this line. So far, they've walked very clearly on one side of it because they've said we're not going to sign you, and that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Which you know, one could argue that we saw this weekend with the opening of the season that the over celebration rule has been dropped. Yeah. And one could say, well, you know, the NFL is trying to raise its entertainment value. Yeah. Because if what you're suggesting, John, is correct, when they lost 2 million viewers, then they're trying to get those viewers back perhaps in other ways because touchdowns aren't the only thing that people want to see. People want to see the celebration afterwards as well. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that may have something to do with trying to bring more viewers back into the fold. Let me go to the phone line. Sebastian calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. Are you a football fan? Are you in or out? Sebastian, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Rick. Are you a football fan? Are you in or out?
I'm a diehard fan. High school football, college football, and I am out. I'm boycotting. I'm tired of the narrative, number one, that's being sold. I even heard Stephen Smith say it recently, that Colin Kaepernick's numbers were not what they're supposed to be, and that's why he's not in. If you looked at 2016 stats, the average quarterback, most of the quarterbacks, were around 60%. Colin Kaepernick was 59.9%. Everybody else was around the same. There was only two quarterbacks in the NFL that had a 70% passer rating, which was Drew Brees and Sam Bradford, and there was only at 70%. So if you look at him, he's performed just as good as at least 15 to 20 people that are still in the NFL. So it's obvious that the reason why he's putting him out is because he decided to think for a second, and that's not what should be there. And he's standing up for 90% of the neighborhoods that most of the NFL players come from. They come from these neighborhoods where this actual action is happening for black men. So he's standing up for that. But he should have the right as a human being to stand up politically for what he wants, and it has nothing to do with football, but it's obvious that they don't care in this situation because, again, you can rape somebody, you can beat somebody, you can do anything, you can shoot and kill, and they will still find a way to get you in when they really, really want you. So this is absolutely a boycott for me, and this is absolutely a blackballing for him.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it. Is this going to work, or do you think this is just going to die on the vine, David?
I think it's still too early to tell. The NFL is huge. I mean, we talked about it a little bit off air. I mean, there's so many people who follow it, even, you know, sort of tangentially, sort of superficially. They always know what's going on. You know, they'll tune in when the playoffs start. They'll tune in when a team that they've been following or a player that they like is going to be there. They have a grasp that is very hard for people to let go of. If people really do shy away or start to back off and the numbers start to fall, and they've been number one for a long, 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 long time, that's where most of the time these sort of protests make a difference when you hit them in the wallet. You know, if the NFL starts losing, you know, ad revenue, audience, sponsors start backing out, ratings start to go down, ticket sales start to go down, the cable packages start not getting bought, getting canceled, Sunday Ticket, Red Zone, all those things that make the NFL available to people. If people really start to drop that, then they're going to start to take a second look at how they handled this.
But how would they handle it?
That's a great question. And John sort of mentioned it. It's like making a statement of some kind, because they've really, as one of the callers mentioned before, they continue to say, oh, it's just a football decision. And people who watch football know that that's wrong. That is literally a lie. They know that they're a better he's a better quarterback than a sizable chunk of the players who are in the league, whether they're starters, backups, you know. Can he even just get a job in the NFL? That's the question. You know, it's not because he's not good enough or he's talented enough or did not have good enough numbers or whatever it is. So people sort of look past that already. You know, if they acknowledge that there's an issue that does need to be addressed, other leagues have done it. The NBA has done it. College sports have done it. The WNBA has done it. If they just acknowledge that they're in tune with what the players are talking about, I think it would go a long way. You know, if you feel completely ignored and shut out and shut down and feel as if you will be punished if you take too much of a stand and that they'll get rid of you the first opportunity they have, which they did with Colin Kaepernick, then that's going to have a negative effect. It's going to be very hard to overcome. I think just a step toward them to step onto the bridge would make a difference.
Here's a hypothetical, John. If he were to get picked up by some team and began to win, does all of this just do fans change their minds about this?
I think there are a lot of the fans are. This is a very emotional issue because you're talking about an anthem to the country. You're talking about a flag that represents the country and a flag which people died under that flag. You know, they've died defending that flag, and so you're definitely. I mean, I think there are plenty of other places to vent your opinions. You can give interviews. You can do all sorts of things. You have a platform by being who you are. It doesn't have to be on the football field. It can be anywhere.
It can also be on the football field, though. There's literally nothing preventing it from being on the football field.
Well, I mean, as you said, the over-celebration gestures that were made by the players, the owners definitely have under their have the ability to limit the actions of players on the field. They certainly can't get down and pray on the field.
Actually, they can't. They do. They, you know, what's the guy who was no good and ended up playing baseball and was no good at that either?
Tebow, right.
Yeah, you know, so come
Tebow.
On.
But you could
yeah.
say
players
Tebow.
Players still do that after the game. They do it after.
Too. He had numbers.
Yeah, he had numbers, but here's the thing.
He was boycotted.
No, he wasn't.
No. Well, Tim Tebow's brand was praying on the field.
Right.
After, okay. And
everybody complained.
Well, no, I wouldn't say
he
that.
He had far more
support.
Right, of course, because it's more of a it's definitely another it's a different issue.
And also, just to be clear, Tim Tebow had three more opportunities once he was let go by the first team that he had. Mm-hmm. This is Colin Kaepernick still has not even got. I think he's been interviewed by one team, maybe two. Where what went on with the Ravens is still very, very hazy.
Yeah,
whether or not
still
he actually spoke to him
there.
Or
yeah.
not. But
like you said, Tim Tebow, chiseled jaw, fair haired boy, he had plenty of opportunities and he had numbers, but those numbers didn't hold up. And then he went to baseball.
Right.
Those numbers didn't, but people still like him, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that because his issue was not, his issue was about his faith. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't remember the other guy, but you remember there was a guy, there was a black player who was a Muslim. After he scored a touchdown, then he knelt.
Yeah, it was a...
His
name was Hussein Abdullah.
Exactly. And yeah. he was initially sanctioned.
Yeah, he was.
And then
he's
it was withdrawn. So, you know, I think that you have to look at these things. Sometimes you have to, take off the, your glasses and look at this from a broad perspective, because the Tebow Abdullah thing, it's the same thing. It's the same exact
expression.
Thing. Yeah, it's expression. I want to thank both of you, David Steele, John Horvat. Thank you so much. It's going to be a long football season.
That it is.
Yes.
Already has been.
This week. There you go. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.